Fourth One. Boogie in the Morning.
60% of people admit they've nicked something from work.
No, not nicked. Acquired.
Nicked.
Borrowed.
What do you think are the three most common things stolen from work?
Well, iPhone chargers, they seem to be going missing around our building right now.
Yeah, that's not the answer.
No. Yeah, but why buy a new one when your one's broken?
That's right. Well, I'll just tell you, the three most...
Toilet rolls.
Yes, that's one of the top three. Yes, toilet rolls is number two.
Pens?
Toilet rolls number two. pens is not right. Tea bags? Who nicks tea bags from work?
That is terrible.
And light bulbs?
No!
Yes, those are the three most common items stolen from workplaces in the UK. Post-it notes, notepads and highlighters with other favourites, and also blue tack. Guilty! USB memory sticks and ink cartridges for your printer. Well, they're very expensive, those, aren't they?
Yeah.
Do not steal. Stealing is wrong.
That's why I've got a big handbag, but I had difficulty trying to get the filing cabinet into it, I must admit, once.
2% of people owned to making off with mugs from the office kitchen.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, that is wrong.
No.
Yeah.
Our mugs are horrible.
Yeah, they're all stained, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, yeah, no
a lot of bleach to clean those up.
Okay, I think, you know, just borrowing the odd thing. I borrowed a pack of paper once because I had run out, but I was working from home, so I thought that was legitimate.
Yes, you had to print out like two pages. You took home a ream of 250 sheets of paper, Arlene. I can't believe people steal light bulbs from work. That's unbelievable.
Yeah. A lot of offices working in the dark, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay, so, well, we need to do something on this, don't we? What have you acquired from your work? Brian in Edinburgh.
Well, I used to work in an office supply shop, and the security were very, very suspicious of me. So every day for 2 years, I'd used to search my briefcase on the way out the door.
Really?
Never, ever found a thing.
Yeah.
But then I left 2 years later, there was a stock take, and I discovered there was 500 briefcases.
Very good. Very good, Brian.
Thanks, Boogie.
Brian, can I read you a text that's just come in?
Yes, of course, yeah.
Keith in Falkirk. Keith says, I work in a timber yard, and over the years, I've borrowed enough wood and nails to build my sister a small rabbit hutch. What have you acquired from your work, Arlene?
Hi, guys. I used to work at a pet shop, and I borrowed a rabbit, having told the staff it had escaped. Can't borrow livestock!
That's crossing a line. There's
a line, and you've crossed it. I mean, it's okay taking a Bic pen or a little bit of blue tack, but that's an animal!
Rabbit.
It was a pet shop. It was definitely a pet shop she worked in, right?
I'm checking, actually.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Hi, guys. I acquired a sellotape dispenser from my work, and every birthday and Christmas, when I'm wrapping presents, I laugh like a witch.
They're so handy, though, aren't they?
They are very, very handy. Fiona is in Whitburn. What's your job, Fiona?
Primary teacher.
Ah, you have to steal stationery from home to take to school, don't you?
Yes, exactly. Constantly spending an absolute fortune, especially in shops like IKEA, buying things for the classroom, buying resources for the children, presents, things like that. But we are glue sticks and stationery it's actually in a locked cupboard, and we've got to ask for these things. So although we're spending a fortune ourselves, if we need glue sticks or pencils or anything like that, we've got to ask nicely for someone to unlock the cupboard that we can't get access to.
It's a bit tight that you have to buy your own stuff as a teacher to take it into class, isn't it? That's a bit wrong.
Yeah, you wouldn't believe the amount of money we end up spending, but
still, you get the holidays, so stop moaning.
She's only been back at work a week. Fiona, you have a great day.
Okay.